This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us here together. We're studying the Word of God. We're right in the middle of a sermon now. It just started on Monday. Something I just preached just, 2 weeks ago now at Island Community Church. And the sermon is entitled, The Days of Lot. So often we hear Matthew quoted, as the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. But when you go back and look in the Gospel of Luke, Luke records this other little tidbit of information. And he said, as it was in the days of Lot. So this is what this sermon is a look at, is what characterized the days of Lot. Now, I'm sure many of you know, Sodom was a city overrun with homosexuals and with homosexuals demanding their rights. That's where we started. If you've missed the first two parts of that, I encourage you to go to WGODontheair.net. And you can start and download the entire sermon. It's around 40 minutes long. You also can go to Facebook at WGOD Radio, and you'll see the sermon on there, The Days of Lot, the whole thing in its entirety. I've broken it up into four sections here to hear it on the radio. Now, today and tomorrow, we are going to be looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. We're defending that erroneous statement that the Bible does not say anything about homosexuality. That's what we're looking at here today. Enjoy this message now. You're invited out to Island Community Church Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you like this sermon, if you'd like to hear more Bible teaching like this, I invite you to come out to Island. You can email me as well, elected77@gmail.com. Now let's get right into the Word today.
Reminds me of that old Three Stooges line, you know, where the Three Stooges are doctors. Mo, Larry, and Curly's our doctor. And the guy goes up to Curly and goes, just where do you practice medicine? And he said, I don't need to practice it, I know it. Practice. When these things describe you. Now, not wanting to single out just one particular sin, because God does not single out one particular sin. They're all the same to Him. Let's go through all 10 of these, shall we? Number one, fornicators. That is all those who engage in sex outside of marriage. Paul wields a mighty pen here, doesn't he? That is those that are engaged in sexual relations outside of marriage as a lifestyle. Are in the very same boat. So much for the loving relationship of the homosexual, right? It's still fornication outside of marriage. And guess what? It doesn't matter if you try to redefine marriage. Marriage is not what you call it is. Marriage is what God calls it is. So you can't say that. Loving relationship, you have to be married. And you can only be married to men and a woman. It doesn't matter what you call it. People are going to get married to their pet octopus soon. It doesn't matter what you call it. I read the other day, a woman just married herself. Did you read that? Talk about ego trip. Right? Me, me, me. A woman married herself. She got herself an engagement ring and a wedding ring. She married herself. You can't go prey on and take somebody else's children. Number two, idolaters. That word means a worshiper of idols. Be it a boat, be it a car, be it football, be it materialism, and the king of all, scratch, money. Perhaps you, like this woman here I just mentioned. You know what the Greek word is for I? E-G-O, ego. Worship your own person. That's the one who says, you know, I'm a self-made man. Have you ever heard that? You know what? A self-made man is an idolater. I used to be a self-made man until I found Jesus. Now he has made me. He who has begun a good work and you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I used to be a self-made man. Look at me. Look at everything that I've got on my own. Now it's all his. He has done it. So an idolater is someone that wants somebody else's stuff. Number three, adulterer. Does that word really need defining? Let's say it. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. An adulterer is a married person who cheats on their spouse as a lifestyle, not someone who ever committed adultery. Otherwise, David wouldn't be there and a couple of million other people either. There's forgiveness for that. That's why Jesus died. Lots of people have committed adultery. See, there's a big difference between adultery and adulterer. If you are an adulterer, you'll never see the inside of heaven. If you have committed adultery, then get on your knees and repent. This is why Jesus died. For you to have forgiveness of no matter what you've done. Murder, adultery, fornication, homosexuality. See, homosexuals have been snowed by Satan that what they do is okay and it's not sin. And it is sin, and God loves you and wants you to repent and is calling you to repent and leave that lifestyle. And don't say you were born that way. All right, I'll even give that to you. I'll agree with you. Even though I don't, let's say you were born that way. Well, I'm a man, and I was born this way. And that means I can't do half the things, 90% of the things that my flesh would want to do. I was born that way. I still can't do it. Us men could kick all the women out of this church and shut these doors and we could have a talk. Lots of things that a man can't do, that he was born that way, still don't make it right. That doesn't cut the mustard saying you were born that way. The Holy Spirit will deliver you and set you free of no matter what you think you've been born with. Number four, homosexual. Again, let's read the verse. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals or sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. Homosexual, number four. The New American Standard, rightfully so, calls this effeminate. Because the Greek word is malakos and means soft. You know, like when Jesus said, you know, speaking of John the Baptist, you'll find kings with their malakos clothing on. Where did you go out to see? Remember when he said that? Kings wear soft clothing. That's what the Greek word means, soft. Soft to the touch, speaking of clothing made of soft materials, fine texture. Matthew 11:8, Luke 7:25. Figuratively, it means an effeminate person who allows himself to be sexually abused contrary to nature. Allows himself, again, is the key to that. Not someone that's been molested, someone who allows himself to do this. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 6:9, I'm again reading this definition that I have, joins the malakos, the effeminate, with arsenokoite, which is the next one on this list, number 5, sodomite. Greek word, arsenokoite. Arsen means man. Koite means bed. Man bed, compound word. A man who lies in bed with another man, homosexual. Do not be deceived. Sin is sin. What a profound revelation this is. Not only does the Bible address and condemn homosexuality, but it addresses and condemns both partners. So, you know the truth. You know, when you see someone on TV, some scholar, someone with more degrees than Kellogg's has cornflakes, get on the TV and tell you, well, the Bible really doesn't say anything about homosexuals. Ever seen people like that on the TV? Ask my wife. That's why we don't have TV. That's why she wears a football helmet at home. Now, homosexuality, again, is just a sin. The same as all these others are. As I said before, the big snow job on everyone is to get everyone to think and accept that it's not sin, that there's nothing wrong with it. That's the wool that's been pulled over the eyes of America especially and everywhere else, is everyone thinking there's nothing wrong with that and it's not sin. And therein, again, is the great lie. Let me move on. Because people tend to stop there, but why stop there? Let's keep going on with this list, right? Number 6, thief. Greek word kleptos. You ever heard of that kleptomania? Kleptos. A kleptos, you see, is a secret thief. You read about these practicing sinners all the time. You see, they secretly, discreetly steal money either from their jobs or from Home Depot or from Target, and they secretly, quietly pilfer money. Isn't that funny? And the same ones that do that, they get up and point a bony finger at homosexuals and condemn them. You see, I'm not condemning the homosexual. I love you. You've been deceived, is what I'm trying to tell you. God doesn't hate you. God loves you. This is a message of love. Man, God loves you, wants you to turn from your sin. If you've been deceived, turn and repent, leave it down there on the ground, and start going the other way. You've been snowed into thinking there's nothing wrong with that. And see, when you do this for a living, you know, what are you? Well, I'm a carpenter. Well, I'm a thief. Not someone who's ever stolen. Who would be in heaven? Ever steal a pencil or a paperclip? Or something that wasn't yours? Who would be in heaven? Other than you, Donna?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. So hear the voice of God.